Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Welcome to Tesla World Radio. This is Mark Alessi. I'm the executive director of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe, which is located in Shoreham, New York. And this is our radio program, Tesla World Radio, where we celebrate Nikola Tesla, the man that actually invented radio. If you're hearing this over a radio system, thank Nikola Tesla. I'm joined here by Lisa Mirabelli from Vertigo Media. Lisa helps the Tesla Science Center get its message out worldwide. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So Fresh off a trip.
Yes, you've had an exciting experience lately. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your trip to Serbia?
So I think it's important to note that when we saved the former Tesla lab in Shoreham, Nikola Tesla's last standing lab, we did it with a world record-breaking crowdfunding campaign where we raised $1.4 million in 6 weeks from 108 countries from 33,000 donors. And right away, we had this worldwide crowd that wanted to see a museum and a science center. And actually, a big part of that crowd, which is from the tech community, wanted to see a business accelerator on site. So it is important that we get out there and not just make this a Long Island organization or a New York or United States organization and museum, but that we reach out to the world. And what better place than the region of the world that Nikola Tesla came from? Tesla was of Serbian descent, born in what is now Smiljan, Croatia, but at the time of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So the Serbian government and the Serbian people, along with the Croatian government and Croatian people, are very proud of Tesla's heritage and background. He's actually on the Serbian money. So we traveled to Serbia a little over a week ago to attend the Tesla's People Conference that was held in Belgrade. It's held every year. About 300 people attended, academics and Tesla enthusiasts from mostly around the Balkans and predominantly from Serbia. And I was their keynote speaker talking about our project here in New York and asking for help.
How long were you in Serbia and were there any government officials involved?
Yes. So I was in Serbia. I flew out on Friday. I landed on Saturday. The conference was on Sunday and I left on Tuesday.
So it was really
it was a quick trip.
Quite intense.
It was a quick trip. I mean, obviously, most people would say, why don't you spread it out a little bit more? And I have three young children. I cannot stand being away from home when they're not traveling with me. So I try to be as efficient as possible. So the conference was obviously on Sunday, and I met a number of key players involved with the Serbian government or Serbian the innovation ecosystem, and that built into my meetings on Monday and Tuesday. I met with the on Tuesday just before leaving. I met with the Minister of Innovation for the Serbian government, who works directly for the president. On Monday, I met with a number of the incubators in the Serbian innovation ecosystem. And, you know, for the most part, our message going over there was, one, to give an update of where we're at as an organization, but two, to let them know that we still need help. And we need help, obviously, from the stronger pockets of interest for Tesla. And we raised, you know, this is a $20 million project to open this museum and science center and business accelerator on this site in Shoreham. And we've raised $7 million so far, but $2 million was spent purchasing the property and getting it to the point where it's at right now, where we're, you know, beginning the site plan process. So we have a certain amount of money on hand and a certain amount of money promised, but we have to raise another $15 million. And we'll probably do another crowdfund towards the end of this year. But we really need to find, you know, larger donors, and that's who we've been meeting with. And we were looking for introductions within the Serbian community for that kind of funding. And so meeting with government officials, there is definitely an interest in seeing us succeed. And at the same time, I think there's an interest on what this facility on Long Island could mean worldwide to a place like Serbia, where they have this budding innovation ecosystem, and we are at the center and have a lot of eyeballs from folks from the local innovation ecosystem here in New York, to the Silicon Valley, to Austin, to some of those hotspots that don't usually get concentrated in one place. The Tesla brand and the Tesla name are bringing together titans in tech like Vint Cerf, the inventor of the internet, or John Hennessy, who is one of the founding fathers of the innovation ecosystem in Silicon Valley, former president of Stanford University, current chairman of Alphabet, which is the parent company for Google. By attracting names like to this site, their interest in the Serbian community, in the innovation ecosystem, through the government of Serbia, and then some of the VIPs that are interested in being a part of this project.
Tell me about some of those VIPs that have been so interested in being part of this project. I mean, it's really attracted some really big names, and I think has really gotten the world's ear. In just even the most recent months, we've seen big names like you mentioned to me before, from the inventor of the internet to Google.
So, one of the first in the crowdfund, there were a lot of folks that are well known, like an Elon Musk, who donated in the crowdfund. But our job is to go back to folks like that, thank them for their small contribution, and then knowing some of those folks on a regular annual basis donate philanthropically, let them know where we're at as an organization and get them involved. So we were able to do that with Elon Musk relatively early. You know, a lot of people, that's their first question, being he is the CEO of Tesla Motors. It's a natural potential supporter and relationship and synergy. And he was one of our first seven-figure donors, where he donated $1 million to the Science Center, and specifically to get the lab rehabbed, which is, you know, obviously the rehab of the lab is going to be a lot more expensive than that. But that was a great jumping off point for us.
So that really brings a lot of eyes here on Long Island and, you know, kind of back to our roots, because we used to be such a hub for innovation, for healthcare, for new inventions, for all things tech. So this is really an exciting time, I think, you going to Serbia and really getting involved with the incubation minister, talking to them about how they can help us here. And then, you know, getting those big names, I think, to be attracted here to Long Island brings a lot of eyes. And how could that help us on Long Island? And has that helped maybe some of the young Teslas of today, you know, really see their dream come to fruition?
Well, so first and foremost, Nikola Tesla could have used some business mentorship for his project here on Long Island when he was trying to do the first radio communications across the Atlantic. And he continued to improve upon his technology while Marconi basically took a number of Tesla's patented inventions to do his radio transmission.
Right.
So he used 17 of Tesla's patents. But the lesson there is that it's important to hit a milestone, and it's important to incrementally improve your product, not wait for it to be perfect. That's something we know. I'm not just a museum director trying to study the innovation ecosystem. I'm a participant of it. I'm a serial tech entrepreneur. I run my other hat is I run the Business Incubator Association for New York State. We have 90 incubators across the state, over 2,000 startups. I see what it takes to commercialize technologies, and I see what Tesla was trying to accomplish here on Long Island. You know, he did amazing things throughout his career, and I think he could have done even more amazing things in his career if he had the right business partner. When he had Westinghouse backing him up, he did great. J.P. Morgan left him to his own devices and then pulled all funding once Marconi got that first radio transmission off to Europe. So what we can do once we launch this museum, which is what the world is looking for, they want to be able to walk into the Tesla lab and learn everything they need to know about Nikola Tesla. And that's what we owe the world, is an authentic Nikola Tesla museum. But if all we did was talk about what he did over 100 years ago, he would be disappointed. This is a guy that believed in the future, that believed in innovation to improve humanity. So understanding that ethos and why we're moving towards helping new innovation commercialize, it's what Tesla was about. And so if we could celebrate what the greatest in tech is today through a science center and then the business accelerator, we're really rounding out what Tesla was about. And the people that appreciate Tesla, the large majority of them are innovators. So this is a great natural hub for these great names that love Tesla. You know, as we talk to people that have invented major wireless companies like Qualcomm or Broadcom, these are the companies that they might not sound like Motorola or actually forget Motorola, Samsung or Apple, but it's their technologies that power cell phones. And it's their founders that were inspired by guys like Marconi or Tesla. And then they became inventors. Larry Page at Google read Nikola Tesla's autobiography and decided he wanted to become an inventor.
Okay. So you bring up a really interesting point because I was educated here on Long Island. I had not heard of Nikola Tesla until I became involved in the Science Center. So when you were over at Serbia, I can only imagine that part of the mission would be to get Nikola Tesla involved in our education system and to inspire the youth, not only of Serbia and the youth of Long Island, where we have sort of these monuments that we're trying to build, but really to tell all of the young kids and inspire them through the life of Nikola Tesla. Is that accurate?
It's a major part of our mission. Our mission is to be an educational institution, obviously a museum fits that mold, but my board is comprised of a number of educators that want to make sure that we're helping not only educate on Tesla, but helping kids explore in a scientific way and to be creative thinkers. But when it comes to Tesla himself, yes, we feel that for the most part here in the United States, he has not been a big part of the curriculum. And I didn't know who Nikola Tesla was 15 years ago when my community came to me as I was a state legislator and they wanted to help save the site. They had to educate me. Once you know the Tesla story, if you haven't, please visit our website, www.teslasciencecenter.org. Start delving into the Tesla story. This man has affected almost every facet of your life, from the electricity that's in your home to the remote control that's power, you know, that you're using on your TV.
The X-ray technology, correct?
Well, he did early forms of X-ray. He didn't commercialize his form, but yes, he did the early forms of X-ray, neon lighting, fluorescent lighting. If you have a fluorescent light in your home, remote control, and then of course radio. And that's just a handful of his 300 patents. So once you understand how important he has been to our lives, you understand how important it is to tell his story in an accurate way, getting him into the curriculum. And we plan to do that in a number of ways. Number one, we've already launched some preliminary pilot programs in local schools here on Long Island as an education program. We're about to start recruiting for an education director. So if you are interested, please reach out to the TeslaScienceCenter.org. Reach out to me. But we're looking for somebody to help drive our education programming. And we will spread from a handful of schools on Long Island to all of Long Island, to the New York metro area, to the United States and worldwide. How do we do that? A lot of what the Tesla Science Center is going to do is also going to be virtual. So we'll have programming. We'll have webinars. We'll have virtual classrooms, and we will make sure that Tesla gets into and children have an opportunity to learn about Tesla. We also have a teacher training program. So all science teachers have to get 200 hours of training every 5 years according to the NGSS standards. And so we have been certified to provide that training. So now we'll have science teachers all around the country reaching out and learning from us, and we'll inject a little bit of Tesla there, and then we'll create a relationship so that when we send lesson kits out, we know kids all across America are going to learn the history of Tesla.
Okay, well, we have 5 seconds. So in the last 5 seconds, I just want to remind everyone that the TeslaScienceCenter.org is looking to launch their site. Please visit our website. There's memberships where you could get involved in innovative events that happen not only here on Long Island, but throughout the United States. We have a global ear, so please go to teslascienceCenter.org, and we urge you to get involved. Thank you.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.